Essex had scored 231 for 5 when their first innings was concluded after 60 overs. Youngsters Nick Brown and Ben Foulkes dominated the afternoon's play with an enterprising and effective partnership worth 61 runs in 13 overs, both showing good timing of the ball and striking the ball powerfully with a number of robust strokes mixed with sound defensive technique. Brown, who was 40 not out at lunch, wasted little time in reaching his half century, striking the ball from George Edwards behind square for a boundary before he arrived at the milestone when turning a ball from Edwards off his hips for a single. By then, he had faced a total of 82 balls and struck 7 fours. With the total on 175 and 9 runs short of his own half-century, Foulkes was caught at cover by Rory Burns to give Stuart Meeker a wicket. The first batsman of the afternoon to succumb had been that of Mark Pettini, who was out in the third over of the afternoon session, having failed to add to his lunch score of 18. Playing forward to paceman Edwards, he was pinned in front of his stumps to leave the home side at that point 114 for 4. There were 11 overs of the innings remaining when Essex skipper James Foster came to the crease, and he accompanied Brown in an unbroken stand worth 56, of which Foster struck 29, including 2 sixes and 2 other boundaries. Brown reached the conclusion of the innings having scored a fine 86 during his 3 hours and 13 minutes at the crease, and had faced 127 deliveries, steering 14 of those to the ropes.